Watkinsville has been chosen as one of the best cities in the entire United States. And they want people from Watkinsville and ESP to fly to Colorado and convince the jury out there that we are the best city. And so we thought, who would help us convince the jury?
And took a couple of kids from ESP. Laura Whitaker there, extra special people in Watkinsville. And a couple of ESP kids did indeed make that trip to Denver. Everybody back now and bringing back with them a top 10 designation. Watkinsville, one of the 10 cities chosen after applying from an award from the National Civic League. And they held their convention out there in Denver this past weekend. And Watkinsville recognized as a top 10 city by the Civic League, and the mayor in Watkinsville joining us now to talk about that and other matters. Mayor Brian Broderick, I should say. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim.
We tried last week, by the way, while you're out there in Denver, and some phone issues. Hopefully those are resolved for this morning's conversation. Tell me about this award. We'll get to some other things, but tell me about this award.
Yeah, so every year for more than 50 years, the National Civic League has been honoring all America cities for innovation and, citizen-focused, citizen-driven decision-making. This year, the theme was strengthening democracy. There were 20 finalists after I don't know how many nominees there were. All 20 of us went to Denver, took delegations, competed for the award, and Watkinsville was one of 10 that were selected. And most of those cities were much larger than us. All of them were, frankly. We were the smallest by far. The next smallest city had 27,000 people. We have just over 3,000. So it was a real honor to show them how we could strengthen democracy in a way that was thoughtful with our budget and frankly, in a much smaller government environment than a lot of those we're operating in.
I can only imagine that the plane trip out there, a bigger delegation than I realized you had going with you, including Laura Whitaker and those kids from Extra Special People. That must have been just quite the experience absent the award.
Well, we were all on several flights going out, but we were all, several of us came back. Most of us had to go to work the next day, so a lot of us were on the red-eye flight coming back, including Colin and Leah and the team from ESP, and it was very celebratory. And then it was Owen Whitaker's 16th birthday, Laura's son, so he was with us, and so we celebrated Owen, too, all day on Sunday as he turned 16 in Denver.
What do you do? Okay, you've won this award now. How do you, for lack of a better way to put this, and this is not the right way, it's just the word that comes to mind, how do you monetize this? How do you brand yourself further is maybe a better way to ask the question. What do you do with this award now that you've won it?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the key to our success has been public-private partnerships, Tim. We have a small budget, a $3 million budget in Watkinsville. So all the things that we highlighted were because of confidence that either government partners or business partners or nonprofit partners had in us. And I think it's almost a good housekeeping seal in terms of people seeing, hey, this is a city that's got big ideas, big dreams, big stories, but a small budget, and it's a great opportunity to partner with them. So thinking about grant-making organizations, others who might support us, and that way we can kind of preserve that small budget and those low taxes that people like and still allow us to have big dreams and do big things. So I think that's one of the first ways we'll put it to work, and then I think it'll create opportunities for ESP and Laura and her team and others who've now had some significant national exposure with some leading cities. So I'm hopeful, you know, rather than doing something for Watkinsville, I hope it'll really do something for ESP and some of those other partner organizations that see the value and in what we've created.
Again, the mayor in Watkinsville, Brian Broderick, joining us this morning. And something else we were going to discuss last week before the phone issues interrupted, this package that you're getting from the state, loan and grant and some amount of money, I don't have it in front of me now, it's like $1.7 million, I think, for the purpose of...
3.7.
Yep. I'm sorry. $3.7 yep. million dollars for the purpose of sidewalk connectivity. Thomas Farms, the 100-acre piece of property there on Simonton Bridge Road, been discussed any number of years before this purchase, but now with this and the acquisition of the property going to turn into green space, the desire to connect with sidewalk, that area of Simonton Bridge into downtown Watkinsville, this is going to help you do that.
Yes, it'll be a tremendous kickoff to do that. It's a complex project, Tim, with a lot of grade changes and challenging roads and some wetlands involved, and so it really would have taken us a long time to get this work done, and we would have had to do it slower than we plan now. Our first phase now, hopefully, our plan is to get the Rocket Field area connected to the Thomas Farm Preserve and to the next neighborhood down there, which will create a great opportunity for people who want to reach Thomas Farm and for several of those neighborhoods to safely get back to Watkinsville. And then long term, we'll continue that sidewalk on out Simonton Bridge, which is for all those citizens who live out there. It's probably about a quarter of Watkinsville's population has been a consistent request is how do I get, I wish I could get to downtown safely on foot, or I wish my children could ride their bikes to downtown. Now with the park there, it's even more important that we get that done. And we're really grateful to the governor's office and to the state agency that provided those funds to help us accelerate that.
You know, it's one of those things, and I know people in Athens all the time want more sidewalk connectivity. Probably everybody does. But I'm always impressed with Oconee County and Watkinsville to the extent that you do have a really good network of sidewalks. We typically on a Sunday, we attend a church that meets at Oconee County Primary School. And so we'll take a ride back up Mars Hill Road, that new stretch of Mars Hill Road, newly expanded there. Sidewalks on both sides. I'm a runner. You're a runner. I keep making plans to run that stretch of sidewalk at some point. That's just really impressive, the connectivity there. And I know the objective is always to have more of that.
It sure is. And, you know, the county's got a great plan to do a connecting trail down Hog Mountain Road, and that will really extend that on the county. And in the city, we've got a, you know, it'll take years for us to get it all done, but we've got a pretty aggressive transportation plan that calls for expanding that network, and we're systematically doing it. And key to that has been the passage of the T-SPLOST, which has allowed us to repave several new roads in the last, not several roads in the last month, and to expand that sidewalk network while keeping property taxes low.
Again, the mayor in Watkinsville, Brian Broderick, congratulations on the award. Best of luck with the farm property, the Thomas Farms property moving forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you.